Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. My name is Patrick McIsaac, Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, I've been meaning to ask you, you're wearing a hat that says MASH?
It says MASH.
What is the significance?
It's, I don't know, I'm going to mess this up, but I hung out with a fella, I got to get him on the radio, really nice guy, I've known him a couple years. Julian Roush out of Gaston County.
Okay.
And him and his buddies play in this little crazy little golf tournament, and they made the brand and the hats. And there's more to this story. We'll have to get him
We'll get him on. Yeah.
We'll have to get him to tell us, but we traded. We were just golfing together, and we traded. I gave him an AR hat.
There you go.
And he gave me the MASH hat.
Well, no, I noticed it because you're seeing it's like a very large font on the hat, four letters, and I'm seeing tons of hats with this big large fonts becoming popular.
Yeah, I think they were ahead of the curve.
They were ahead of the curve.
Yes. But yeah,
let's go with it.
He's got a great story. So a great business person and just fun. So he's ready to come on the show.
Yeah, and we like old Gaston County. That's a great little market out there.
It's coming
great,
along.
Big market.
Gaston County is a great place.
Yeah,
my
it really
kids
is.
Go to Gaston Christian. So
that's right.
I might be a little partial. But yeah, this is a very special show for me. We're recording this on my birthday.
That's right.
Which is cool because we're about to go to the beach, family vacation, which I'm excited like I was when I was a kid. But we'll get Piper's perspective, my third daughter, my middle child of five, who is a rising seventh grader.
Yeah.
So we'll get her perspective on if she's excited to go to the beach and what she wants to do while she's at the beach and all that good stuff. So this is very special for me. And I'm so proud of Piper. She's growing into such a cool woman and cool person. She is a cool person, and I respect her perspective so well. So
well, now it's cool.
Look forward to it.
And I also have a rising seventh grader, Piper. My daughter's the same age, so that's a big deal going from sixth grade to seventh grade. And we talked about this in the last show that, I mean, being a kid at this time of the year doesn't get much better than that.
I know, and I thought that Piper and Scarlett were going to get to hang out a lot on the river this year, but you got rid of your boat.
I know.
Did you sell it?
As we sit here at this moment, no, but I bet that when this show airs, she's going to be gone.
Oh, really?
She's going to be gone. Yeah, there's a lot of interest
out
there.
And you had this boat for a couple of years. And
I did.
And you're turning some dollars on it.
I did. yeah, you know. It's bittersweet. I mean, I think everybody, what do they say, the best 2 days of owning a boat are when you buy it and when you sell it. And so I guess maybe I'll look forward to my first of my best 2 days on another boat down the road. But, yeah, I mean, it's no more river. I might have to rent a boat from Banks's brother, the late Norman Guru.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter Wilson.
Hunter, thank you.
He's
Hunter
not the late Wiley Guru.
Lake Wiley Guru.
He's been on the show. Hunter Wilson.
That's
Banks
right.
Wilson has been on the show.
Both of them
Hunter.
Have. Yes,
Banks
I might,
has
have,
been on several
I might
times.
Have to rent. I might, have, which I'm okay with. I think that's what I need.
I will
do.
Sell you a 2001 Sea Ray if you would like to buy
See?
It. Right?
See?
Piper wants me to get rid of that boat so we can get a different boat. My boat. I have seven in my family, and I think that boat holds 10. We need one that has a little more capacity because if we want to take our next door neighbors or some friends of the kids on a boat ride, we can't.
Yeah, the bottom starts to sink in.
Nah, the boat holds up, but the law starts sinking in. I don't need Johnny Law on the lake
but when
coming
you said,
after me.
When you said initially, I've got seven in the family. You're talking about people, not boats. You know, I'm seven boats.
Seven people.
That's right.
I'm not a big... I'm a river rat. I'm not a big boat connoisseur.
I thought y'all like collected boats out
no,
there.
No, we don't at all. Boats, Daddy always taught me that boats reliabilities, even though you might be turning a nickel.
Is that a river rat stereotype? You collect boats?
Not on Bright
Road. A couple in the backyard.
There's not a bunch of boats laying around Bright Road. I don't know. I think we just might be too poor to collect boats.
Those boats might have been sitting there for a moment. You know what
I mean? You let a boat sit there for a couple years. No telling what you find when you jump down in that floor.
Yeah, there you go.
Might get a little copperhead action.
That's what I'm saying.
Snake house.
Yep.
I mean, I found snakes around my boat before down at the dock.
You have, and you blasted those jokers with the 12.
I shoot them with my little spitball at them.
I got you, or a little BB gun.
Piper might be able to shoot a BB gun too. We'll ask her a little bit about this.
You in the snake? You in the snake wrangling business?
No, she's not.
You leave that to Ford.
Yeah, now Ford, I got a couple pictures with Ford holding some snakes.
I've seen that.
And I sent it to Reagan. We were down at the dock, and we took care of a poisonous snake because I got kids around the dock. And Ford grabbed him by the tail. He's about as long as from Ford's shoulder to the ground.
No
shirt, no shoes.
But he got a snake.
And he's holding him. And I texted to Reagan. I was so proud. And she says, "Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? That snake, it could have bit his leg." I was like, "It's dead." She's like, "No, man, what are you letting my son do?"
Well, you know, the snake could bite you with its head cut off, right?
That's crazy. I have heard this.
That's crazy. You can get a YouTube video. Check it out.
I mean, I'm a little more, let's call it, cautious than I might come across when it comes to poisonous snakes.
Oh, really?
So, yes, I am.
I'll tell a funny story about you. One time I was driving you home to your house, and you're like, "Stop!" on your driveway. I'm like, "What happened? Did I hit a dog or something?" And you come flying out of the passenger seat, run up to the top of the hill, come back with a hoe, and you're like, "Snake!" And you went chasing off into the woods. I don't think we got that one.
We didn't.
I was in the hunt. That was pretty exciting.
Well, I mean, I have dogs and kids and a lot of woods around my house.
You need to get that guy out of there.
So we don't need poisonous snakes. I think non-poisonous snakes, black snakes and all that are valuable and good.
Yeah, but you don't need, you're right.
But we do not need poisonous snakes around my family because I have little ones and it's not good.
No,
but,
you're right.
But yeah, so Piper Haston, my middle child, when we return, we're so excited you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back, At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we got somebody near and dear.
Well, first we got to say, if you didn't catch the first segment or last week's show,
you
or you want to go look up our shows, check it out. There's links to At Home with Roby on social media, podcast. Well, let's do it.
And I know we say this a lot, but we've got all kinds of cool stuff going on in social media. I mean, if you want to check out some of the things that we do, we don't plug that very often on the show, but come look at some of the really, I mean, the talent that some of our staff has is unbelievable what they can do. I certainly can't. So it's really cool to watch some of the things that we're doing across the community.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're pumping up our social media stuff.
I am. I mean, it's amazing.
It is cool because I don't get all the jobs
like I used to. Yeah.
And it's really proud.
Inspirational.
It is inspirational.
Or as Sarah would say, it's good inspo.
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 Oh, that's a...
Do you know that one, Piper? Inspo? She knows that. Yeah. See, she's like, "Yeah, dorks. That means inspiration." We don't. That's a new word for us. Like, we'd never say inspo, but
inspo. So, you do know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know bussin'?
Yeah.
Or hey, no, you know cap.
Cap.
Yeah, that's like
no cap.
Not truth. Like,
yeah.
No really?
Cap. I learned that one the other day.
Scarlett taught you that?
I think I learned that on some sort of like Facebook. I don't remember what I learned on, but no cap means no lie, dog.
Oh, dog! I like it, Patrick. You're getting a little gritty.
That's it.
Like Matt Dorn was talking about last week. Get the grit. So, Piper, what's your shirt say?
Mac and cheese.
Kraft mac and cheese. I mean, really? You promoting that? You got your own stock in Kraft or something?
Well, hold on. That's a very instructional T-shirt she has on there. Mm-hmm. On the back, it tells you how to make Kraft macaroni and cheese. But what I don't understand, I need to know this, Piper. Is if they really wanted to, like, if you want to have the instructions, shouldn't it be on the front so you could look in the mirror and be like, "Okay, pour the cup in." So how do you look at the back? You got to take a picture with your phone?
Well, you could just turn the shirt around. Or you could just, like, get somebody else to, like, make it for you.
Now you're talking. All right, I didn't even think of that. So you stand there and say, "Look, you're going to make macaroni and cheese. Look at the back of my shirt."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I got it.
So I think Piper knows how to make Kraft macaroni and cheese by heart.
I would guess.
Do you know the amount of water and how to do it and how long to heat it for? Okay.
That line can get a little tricky with though these old eyes we've got.
I don't know. I think Piper's got it down pat. So, Piper, we were talking about BB guns on the first segment.
Oh, no.
And do you like to shoot BB guns?
Yeah. Yeah, off the back deck.
Why do you like it so much?
Because, I mean, I want a gun. But, I mean, I'm not allowed to shoot shotguns or anything in the backyard. So, we'll just, put empty cans down there, and I'll try and shoot them.
You ever hit them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's 100% hands down has the best shot in the house.
Oh, yeah.
She is the best shot of seven. And a couple weeks ago, we had a family day with YPO, and we went down, and she, for the first time, got to shoot was it a 20-gauge shotgun or a 410?
I have no clue.
But how many did you hit?
I hit the first one I hit first try, and then I think I hit the second one on, my second try, and I think I hit that one, a couple more times.
And this was a skeet shooting stand.
That's not easy.
So she's shooting skeets.
We need to introduce her to Mr. Taylor Hayden.
Yeah. I told her we will go over to Blackstone Taylor's business sometime and shoot some other type of guns. So but as a sport, I think Piper does like to shoot. Piper, you just finished the sixth grade. Tell us about what your favorite thing in school is.
Sports, extracurricular.
That's a tough word.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Soccer for sure.
Soccer. What position do you play?
Right wing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, Velasquez was a pretty good soccer player, right?
I think he was downplaying how good he was, but he calls it football from England.
I know.
But here we call it soccer. She is a right wing, so she scores some goals. And she was a sixth grader this year, and fortunately at her school, she was able to play middle school soccer, and she started on the middle school soccer team.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So, and did pretty good. And then you like to play basketball too, right?
Yeah. I play, one of the wings in basketball too. And then I also played volleyball for the first time this year. So, yeah.
So which one did you say was your favorite?
Soccer.
Soccer, followed by basketball?
Yeah.
And then volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
She is not scared to shoot.
You like the three ball?
We call her the number one gunner.
I mean, yeah, but I miss 50% of those shots, maybe more.
Probably 70%.
Well, listen, if you make half of them, that's pretty good. That's real good.
But she's a pretty good ball player. I can't wait to see her come along. So what's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Math.
Mm-hmm.
What was your grade in math in school?
My last quarter, it was 100, and then my semester exam, I got an 105 on the math exam.
You get that from your mama.
I don't know where she got that from.
Yeah, you're pretty good at math.
All right, well, we were talking about this earlier. We're going to leave this afternoon to go to the beach. You excited about the beach?
Yeah, but I have tubes in my ears. So every time I go swimming, I have to have, earplugs in.
Earplugs. I got it.
Which sucks because, putting them in and out is – and you can't hear anything. And my hearing is already bad as it is. So, yeah.
And she forgets to do it all the time.
Well, do you have to do the nose plug, too?
No.
No. My brother had to have – he had ear problems, so he had to do the earplugs. And he had this, string thing that closed his nose up. He looked cool as you know what. the earplugs are pretty cool because you can get different colors, right?
Well, we just have these wax things that you just mold and then put them in your ears.
They've come a long way since our day, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still got to wear them.
I'm sure. My brother's just sticking his fingers in his
that
ears
was
and
old,
jumping in.
That was old school.
Yeah.
So, Piper, what's your favorite thing about the beach?
Probably the golf cart if, they let me drive.
Yeah, golf carts are pretty fun. My Scarlett's grandparents have a golf cart, and that thing, she likes riding around.
But it's a little dangerous. We got to be careful.
You do have to be careful.
So we go to Surfside Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about looking for shark's teeth?
Yeah, but there's not many shark teeth there, so.
No, but we might go down to Murrell's Inlet or something like that. What's your favorite place to eat when we're at the beach?
Maybe. Oh, Hamburger Joe's.
Hamburger Joe's.
All right.
We love Hamburger Joe's, and we also love the Golden Egg for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
The Golden Egg is where it's at.
That's it.
I'm going to promote these guys because they got great service and wonderful food every time.
Well, hang on, too. One of the parts of the trip is the arcade, is from what I hear, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that you can whoop up on your dad in skee ball. That's what you were saying earlier.
No, not skee ball. The ticket claw machines.
I know about the claw machine, but I want to know. I'm trying to see if we can get some sort of, you know, what will be the line? Is there like any kind of action we can get on the side? Like Piper's up, got a 40-point advantage in skee ball, or what are we thinking here?
What do you want her to start? I'll spot her 50, for a dollar.
I don't know, man. He hit one of those 100s in the corner, and I'm in trouble. I'm already down 50.
Yeah, you're already down 50. I come out hot.
Let me ask you a question.
Throw it in the far right.
I need to know your skee ball strategies. Do you throw it towards 100 every time, or are you like smooth 100. And 100 every time? Go big or go home. I love it.
That's yeah. like her three-point shooting.
Yeah, she is.
I will brag on her in a game this year, basketball game, the middle school basketball team. She got to play basketball as well and volleyball. They were down three with like 10 seconds left, and she got the ball inbounds and threw a three up with like 3 seconds left and went to overtime. They lost the game, but man.
But you made you tied it with the.
I mean, I think I only had like 65 game winning shots in my career.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm joking. I don't even know if I ever did anything like that.
You talking about out there on the court on Selwyn?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Talk about church ball, man.
Church ball.
Church ball was where it was at.
It counts, all right?
We actually have a video. It's a VHS. We haven't watched it, but it's my 1989, so I'd have been 11. Piper, you're 12 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was about Piper's age. I want her to see the original number one gunner. But we got to figure out how to watch this VHS.
If you do that, it's funny you said that. I found a VHS of a high school football game in my garage. It's been sitting in there for years. And I'm like, how am I going to watch this thing?
Yeah, I think we might have a VCR. I don't know.
Dig one up.
We don't have a VCR.
You don't know what a VCR is.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I want to talk about how corny that is when we come back. Piper, will you stick around?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got Piper Haston and Patrick McIsaac and Trent Haston on the At Home with Roby Show. Hang tight.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, I'm digging this music. It's got like a Hawaiian flair to it.
It's the summertime madness.
I like it.
This is the beach theme. We're not going to Hawaii, TJ. We're going to Myrtle Beach. No, we're going to Surfside.
Have you seen one? Speaking of the beach, have you seen the, you know, like the old boogie board, not boogie board, skin boards, I think you called them?
Yeah.
And then you can, it's got like a bungee cord that you pull way as far as you can, and then it snaps you?
I haven't seen that.
Have you seen that?
I don't need to do that.
You need to do that.
I think
I need that.
We have a couple of those skim boards at my mom's house,
yeah.
And every time I try to do it, I fall.
Well, so all it is, it's like an auger that goes into the ground. It's like a giant rubber band, and I've seen people do it on their knees. And so you pull this rubber band way back, and then let go, and ding.
Little T don't need to be doing that.
Well, how about what? Have you seen the? There's all kinds of cool people are pretty intelligent. I mean, especially like entrepreneurial. Have you seen the beach putting game yet?
No.
Yeah, my parents got me that for my birthday. I hadn't had a chance to use it because it rained about 47 inches when we were at the beach over Memorial Day. But there's some cool little beach novelties out
wow.
there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang. What's your favorite beach game, Piper?
There you go.
Bocce ball.
Bocce yeah. ball. Are you good at bocce ball?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'll bet you're pretty good. I heard about your three-point shot in the last segment.
I can't bowl, and it's like you have to roll the ball, so.
You got it at the beginning. Why? You could throw it?
Well, then it's just going to bounce around.
Oh, you got to put some backspin on that joker.
We call that English.
English.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a proper term. I apologize.
So, Piper, you do really good taking care of your little brother, Knox.
Yeah, tell us about
your
siblings.
About Knox.
He is, like, he has his little mood swings. What, like, the night before, like, he's definitely a night owl. And so he'll be, like, like dancing around, being the sweetest little boy. And then as soon as he wakes up the next morning, he's like, "No, Pipey, you're a bad boy." Like this morning, I
get you, huh?
Yeah, this morning he had his protein bar in one hand, his fruit stick, his cheese stick in the other hand. I said, "Hey, Knox," and he goes, "No, Pipey, you're a bad boy." And he starts sprinting at me, trying to hit me.
He's trying to hit you.
Yeah,
cheese stick.
He's in that phase.
Whoa,
no. We got to break him of that habit. We don't hit in our house.
And it was so funny. And I like dodged it. And he was like, "Mommy, give her a spanking." I was like,
"Oh man."
And then, the other day I was like riding my ripstick. It's like this.
Yeah, what's a ripstick?
It's like a skateboard with two little foot positions, but it's like, I don't know. It's like a skateboard on the ends, but then it's got like a skinny middle, and you have to like squiggle your back leg so that it like moves. Okay. And I was doing that around the house, and he was riding his little bike, and I like fell off. Like it was like I like completely wiped out.
This sounds intense.
And I like hit my elbow on the
like the hardwood floors.
Well, it was on this little whistle that was standing there, and it had like it was plastic, so it like had this little like spot where my elbow like broke it, and I was like, it just hurt. Like I felt like I like broke my elbow. And he walks over. He's like, "Pipey, do you need a Band-Aid?"
Well, that's nice.
And he was like, "I'll get you a Band-Aid." I was like, "No, I'm not bleeding."
I thought you were
going to
say you came over and dropped an elbow on you while you were down.
And then I looked at my elbow, and it was actually bleeding. Like you could see, and it's like, I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's actually bleeding." He was like, "I'll get you a Band-Aid." And it was
that's good. He's a nice little young man. You need to be nice to this fella.
Well, tell me about your dog,
Wiley. Okay, this morning, he would not stop barking. He, like, sits at the window, just like the scout dog. And I was sleeping, and our room is right next to that area. And he was barking, like, two barks at a time with 3-second periods. I was, like counting, because I was trying to sleep, but I couldn't, because he was, like, barking. And then eventually, I was like, "Wiley, be quiet, like, stop." And he didn't.
Wiley don't listen to you. Wiley is technically, he's the family dog, but he's technically Piper's dog.
Okay.
We got Wiley. What birthday was it?
My 6th birthday.
Her 6th birthday. It was a surprise. We drove to Asheville on her birthday and got Wiley from a breeder. Completely a surprise for the kids. And Wiley, Piper was the one that was really promoting us as a family to get a dog. We had Bush and Jenna. They lived long lives.
Yeah,
when the kids were young, they died of a full life lived. And we had held off, and Piper was like, "We're getting a daggone dog. We a dog family."
So Piper closed the deal on that one.
She did close the deal.
She closed the deal. All right.
She's definitely a saleswoman, if you can tell. Yeah. She, out of our 5 kids, we think she is the salesperson, the most pushy salesperson.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it depends. If they're not in a good mood, then it's just like you're knocking on a closed door and they just get mad because you keep knocking and knocking.
Well, you just got to keep knocking, right?
Well, yeah, but then
eventually they're
going to. Hold on. What are you saying? If you as a salesperson are in a good mood?
No. If like you or mama are in a bad mood, then like, then if I keep asking, it's just like, no.
Tell
like,
us about that.
I mean,
I'm just kidding. I'm
man,
joking.
Come on. Patrick, you need to stop spicing this thing up.
Nah, I'm joking.
So we're going to the beach.
Yeah, what else you got?
Tell us about your summer agenda here, boss
lady.
Yeah,
what else you got?
So we're going to the beach for 11 nights with our friends for half of the trip. And then we're going to Missouri for the Ozarks on a YPO trip. And then straight from there, we're driving to Illinois. And then I don't know the order of all this. I'm just saying what we're doing.
You're getting it to visit mama's family.
Yeah, and then
our annual trip.
We're going to Mexico with some.
Dang, I didn't even know we were doing all this.
With some a family.
Family friend.
Yeah, and.
And then are you going to camp?
I'm not going to camp. Oh, I have a mission trip.
You're going on a mission trip. Where are you going?
Wilmington, I think.
To Wilmington.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing on a mission trip?
No. I just know we're, like, working out with the community.
Yeah, helping the community. Yeah, helping people. And I think they work in, like, a community garden and stuff like that. So Tatum and Rowan went last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is your first time on a mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you should be proud.
Is that with your church youth group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when does school start back up?
August 11th, I
think.
Man, isn't it crazy how she knows 11 nights at the beach, August the 11th. I mean, you get these dates. Somewhere in between there will be July 4th. I think that's our last day in Illinois with Reagan's family. It will be July 4th, and then we'll drive home the next day. So we like our summer road trips. It'll be good.
Yeah, burn that Sprinter van up, right?
Burn it down.
There you go.
We see if we can bust $200,000 on it this summer.
Which, yeah, you're probably pretty close. I mean, yeah, you've had that thing for a minute.
I think we're about 185-ish right now. So I don't think we're going to bust 200 soon, but it's coming. So, I as everybody knows, I like to look for shark's teeth and stuff.
Well, you guys found a pretty big one recently, right?
Was that Shark Tooth Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a big one.
Yeah. Well, Daddy's aunt or
found the big
found
megalodon.
Like a megalodon.
Ford found a little megalodon, and I'm going to say this, Ford, I was bringing it. I was doing something with it because Reagan's going to do a shadow box with it, and I dropped it in my bathroom and chipped the perfect edge of it.
Well, you know what
Ford
that means.
Ford does not know this yet. We've got to go find another one.
Got to go find another one.
But he'll be all right. I mean, things happen. That's life. We're not perfect.
Can't you just glue it together?
It's just a little chip. It just it was so perfect and kind of messed it up a little bit. I'm sorry, little buddy.
So everybody that's listening to this, don't say anything to Ford about the megalodon tooth.
And mama, don't let him listen to this show.
Yeah.
I think the family will listen to this show because Piper's on the show. What else you got up your sleeve, Piper? What's one thing you live by?
Live by?
Yeah, like... A moniker.
Something you think is really important.
Yeah.
Probably like time with like family and friends, like not just like sitting in your room all day and being like a couch potato.
So get out and see the world.
Yeah, don't look at screens. We have no social media rule in our house. That's kind of a house rule. Piper, at your school when it's your birthday, what happens? What can they do for your birthday at school?
They will either they can decorate your locker and stuff like they'll get to school early like your friends will and they'll put like wrapping paper on it and make it like cool and then either at like right before first period or during break they'll like go to the office and say like we have a song request for Piper because it's her birthday and anybody who like is your friend can go and like sing.
The kids can do it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a
good tradition.
And Tatum and Rowan, her older sisters, said that she had the most people they had ever seen clogging up the hallways to come sing her Piper happy birthday. So it says a lot about who you are, baby. Well, I love you. Keep it up. Keep being who you are. You're so original. Thanks for being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How can people look you up? No, never mind.
It's P-I.
Yeah. Patrick and I will be back. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last segments, go back. Take a listen. We had Piper Haston as our guest.
Yeah, she did awesome.
She did
on
great.
On
two segments. And we listen to all three of the ones we just did.
I take this for granted, but I think it's cool to get into a middle schooler's a lens into their life.
Yeah, it's not, being middle school ain't the easiest thing in the world, but it's...
It isn't easy, but it's a cool time. I have such good memories from middle school.
You do?
I went to Wilson Middle School.
I went to Dickerson Middle School.
Where's it at?
That's back in Marietta, Georgia.
Marietta. Every time we get somebody from Atlanta calling in, one of my buddies,
you start
you feel at home. You start reminiscing with them and naming people.
Well, I mean, it's amazing that we end up finding somebody in common most times. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, Atlanta's a pretty big city, as you know, but it grew so much after the Olympics came. So I was pre-Olympics.
Was that an igniter for Atlanta?
Yeah, I think it had a lot of growth came then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
just because it was on the world stage?
I think, well, I mean, obviously it was growing as it was, but yeah, I mean, I think the Olympics really was a big catapult forward too. I mean, Atlanta wasn't a small city before then, but yeah, definitely an inflection
point. I think I said this a couple weeks ago, about a month and a half ago, I was in Atlanta for a business meeting, and then I left Atlanta to go
kiteboard.
I flew into Roanoke, and man, I had never flown out of Atlanta.
Crazy, isn't it?
It was the most unbelievable. The
place is huge.
It was crazy. I take Charlotte for granted.
Oh, I mean, we talk about this all the time, but our airport is the best thing in the world. I mean, you fly a lot more than I do, but going to, like, not knocking these cities, but like the Dallas airport, no thanks. I can't figure that thing out.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I fly through Atlanta, and it's a long way. You got to ride the tram to get somewhere else. But flying out of there, that security line was crazy.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. Anybody that's from Atlanta or has been through the Atlanta airport, that train, when I was a kid, my dad flew a ton. I mean, that's just what he did. He was, you know, a lot of times he would leave on Monday, come back on Friday. We talked about this on the here before. But that train, it used to have this robotic voice. And anybody who's heard it is going, oh, yeah, I remember that. But as kids, we would think that was the coolest thing. It's like,
well,
it's
let me ask you, would you go ride the train with him before he would leave?
We wouldn't really do that, but we would go on family vacations where, you know, you'd fly a lot, you get a lot of travel points.
Okay.
So that's how we do family trips.
You love travel points.
I do have it.
Well, you know, pre 9/11, Reagan and I, first date, we went to the airport and hung out.
And you rode the carts, right?
Yeah, rode the carts around.
That never gets old, man.
That's a good memory, but but you can't do that anymore. You can't get through security if you don't have a ticket.
But you could back then. You're right. I mean, we kind of wait for them to come off the plane.
Yeah, your family members would meet you at the terminal.
that old commercial, like the guy gets off the plane, he's got the sign. And it's like, oh, I'm Dr. Galiakowicz. He's like, oh, you mean Galakowicz? He's like, yeah, that's me.
He wanted a ride?
Yeah, he wanted a limo.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. I hadn't seen that commercial.
That's an old one, man. We can't do that anymore.
It's an old one?
Old one, but pre 9/11, yeah.
That was the commercial was that old?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was like right out, he gets off the plane, the guy's got the sign, the limo driver, and he fakes the name to try to get the limo.
Hey, you know what? We watched a movie the other night. You know, I don't watch too many movies. Air. Is that the name of it? About the Nike story with Jordan?
Yeah, we watched that too.
Wonderful movie.
Yeah,
great story. I know it's a true base story. I don't know how much of it was true. I think Michael had a couple things that he told Ben Affleck, two or three things somebody was telling me that he had to make sure were in the movie, like his mom and a couple of the characters. But it was really intriguing, and just to think how that catapulted Nike into the basketball shoe world, and how they were the ones that personalized the shoe. Because I remember my brother loved Larry Bird, and this was a big part of that movie.
Yeah.
He had the Converse poster with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson back to back, and they had the exact same shoe. They were just different colors.
Green and purple. Yeah, I remember that poster.
Yep. And this was Michael Jordan's shoe.
Well,
Air Jordan.
If you like that movie, Phil Knight had his book Shoe Dog. It's a very, very interesting book.
I haven't read that.
The story of Nike is incredible.
Oh, wow, it is?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Man.
But it's like, you know, you take that for granted. Like, here we are, Nike, but all the things that it took to get to Nike.
Oh, it's everything.
It's everything we talk about.
I mean, it's what our radio shows are about when we have entrepreneurs and business people on. Every good story's a 20, 30-year overnight success story, right? You don't think about all the heat it takes to get there. Ooh, urban word.
Well, you take the point at the start and the point where they are now, and you think it's a straight line. It looks like a heart rate monitor.
We got to bring the heat. It's a heart rate monitor. It's never 7.3%. Well, man, thank you for listening. We hope you had fun. Summer show, I thought it was really cool to be able to get Piper on the show last week. We had Matt Doran and his two beautiful daughters got to come on the last segment. So check us out, podcast. Listen to all of our shows. Thanks for joining. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.